But that's what happened. Well, thank you, Wilson. It's been a very fun last 4 weeks.
It has.
Did the Montreal Canadiens stuff play? Did that even come over?
Probably not. But we'll find a way to put it on the air some other time.
There are broadcasts to be had. Mike with Fletcher Head coming in. All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank everybody who's helped out this show over the last 10 years. It's going to be weird not coming here on Tuesdays, although it's kind of going to be nice.
Right.
It's going to be nice.
You'll have stuff to do.
Yeah, I'll miss it. But it's easy for me because I'm still doing the basketball.
Right.
So it's not.
You can get your Daryl fix by listening to UBC basketball here in CIT.
Yeah, I doubt there's very many people that need a Daryl fix.
No. Twice a week.
All right, Mike with Fletcher Head. Mike, grab a mic. Grab, Melissa, why don't you move over one? So there you go, Mike. I'm done. That's it. This is the last thing I'm ever going to play.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, too.
It's been fun.
It's been very fun. Mike's been great.
Yes, absolutely.
Mike's been outstanding. You've been here, how many years have you been here? Like four, three?
I think three or four,
yeah.
Five with Eric or something like that, though. But
so I tried to figure out, I just figured we'd do this theme song to end the show. I don't know if it's like a fitting ending. But can I tell you the dream interview I would love to do on TV with this?
Okay.
Is Bob Uecker.
Oh, of course.
Okay? You got like a TV interview with Bob Uecker, and he shows up, and I grab the microphone, of course, and we're interviewing him. But there's no words. All that's being played is the Mr. Belvedere theme song. And he's just kind of looking around. I'm just kind of looking around. And then right at the end, he looks at me with a big smile and goes, "Thank you very much." I go, "Thank you, sir." Walks off. He'd be in on the gag.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
That would be fun.
He'd have a blast.
So now we end the show, Wilson. Should we end on that?
I think so.
Okay, Mike with Fletcher Head is coming up next. That is the final Wiener's Barbecue. It's been a really fun time. I've loved doing this show, and now I won't be doing it anymore. That's pretty much it. But I got to do my top 10 list.
That was fun.
That was fun today. So I'd like to thank all my guests today. Cap Whiteley, of course. Sean Olson, Vern Knopp, BJ Bass, thanks for Mike with Fletcher Head coming on, as always. And you, Wilson, you have been wonderful.
Thank you, Daryl. It's been fun.
Okay, we're going to end with Mr. Belvedere.
A good choice.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, and we should say this proves that I shouldn't be doing something at a university show anymore, because when we did the Canuck contest in September,
right,
none of the university students had ever heard of Mr. Belvedere when we played the theme song.
And we were all shocked that that most of them were born in the
90s. Well, did it actually play for very long?
What's up?
Did it actually run for a few years?
How the hell do I know?
It wasn't like a 5-year thing, though.
No, it was a good show.
I
think. Hell of a theme song, though.
Great theme song. Great acting. Great accents going on.
All right, it's time to leave. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, everybody.
Streaks on the china, never mattered before. Who cared when you drop-kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared, but sometimes things get turned around and no one spared. Look out below, there's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live the good life yet.
I screwed up. Derek, are you there?
I'm here, Daryl.
Okay, Derek, we just finished the show. We're done, but I told you could come on today. So in like 3 words or less, just finish up my show.
All right, well, that's all for the barbecue. We cooked a good one.
Thanks, Derek. Okay, Mike with Fletcher Head coming up right now. We'll just play a card at this point. Have a great day, everybody. I had to do that. All right, we're done. Straight
played out of sold-out shows in New York and L.A., Vancouver's own 22nd Century return to town at the Cellar on June 17th, featuring rock and roll veterans Dwayne Chaos, Tim Plummer, and Zippy Pinhead. This will be guaranteed to be a fist-pounding great time. Be sure to stay tuned to CITR for free ticket giveaway. 22nd Century, June 17th at the Cellar, 1006 Granville Street. Doors open at 5.
Help me survive. Who the hell knows where I'd be without the branches of a family tree? I was thinking about the friends who cared and all the times that we shared. If every friend could be what I could be, love and respect to the branches of a tree.
Yeah! Yeah, flex your head on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike, and I'm here for the next couple hours playing some punk and hardcore for you. 90 minutes, in fact. We ran a little long there with Wiener's Barbecue, but it's all great because Wiener's a good buddy, and it was his last show, so we had to let him just continue on and have some fun because he was having a lot of fun here in the studio, so you can't blame him for that one. Hope you guys still stuck around and waited for me to come in a little bit late, but we're just going to rock this thing tonight. We started today's show off with H2O from New York City. It was off the very first self-titled release. Came out, 1996 on Blackout Records with a track called Family Tree. And the band is still kicking around. Put out a new release, about a year ago. And they're still touring, still having fun. Hopefully they'll come back to Vancouver. And I haven't been here in probably 12 years or something ridiculous like that. So hopefully we'll have an H2O date in the future. Blood for Blood ended that set off the Outlaw Anthems with Mother Dear. And the news the last couple days in the Blood for Blood camp is that they were reunited and they're going to be touring Europe over the summer. Maybe eventually, if things go well, they'll play North America again. It's been, 8 or 9 years since they played the West Coast here. They played Seattle last time and it was an insane show. So maybe Blood for Blood will get back together on a permanent basis and start touring again. Unfortunately, of course, White Trash Rob, wrote a lot of the music and stuff, isn't joining forces again. He had called it quits and decided to keep calling it quits, but the rest of the band really wanted to get back together, and unfortunately they're doing it without Rob. A lot of people say that's blasphemy and crap, but once you get the Blood for Blood songs coming out, it might be a little different reaction. So a lot of kids haven't seen Blood for Blood before. They all missed out. Hopefully they'll get a chance to see him once again. We're just going to get right back into it. This band is playing at the Media Club on Saturday for a record release show along with the McCrackens. This is Carpenter.
Tell me everything that you know. About life and love, it's the wrong road.
by the love of a creator before I was born. That ultrasound was of a sun to be the light of your world. October came, you were still alone. My mother just couldn't let go, but you understood. You even handed her the blanket that you made for me in hopes my little body would be yours to hold. That blanket was the blanket that kept me warm. I think today it's still the blanket that continues to keep me warm. Cause I get cold when I think of him. But my mother's double blanket is the hands of a man, the one who regrets me with love and the questions asked. We're all just children of God, he said. Dying, but my whole life every brother makes me a son. And as for you unknown, this is the bond we share. I remain right here while you're somewhere out there. But you will always be right here. The irony is in the fact that you and my old man parallel in a thing too hard for me to understand. Both love me more than my father ever did. But my mother's double back into the hands of a man, the one who embraced me with love and no questions asked. We're all just children of God, he said. And I don't carry his blood, but I know enough to know that I don't need science to feel a dying thug. My whole life, every brother makes me a son.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Oh, This is Joe from Wisdom and Chains, and you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Your head on CITR 101.9 FM. Any that set off with the UX Vileheads. It is off their brand new 7-inch called Catch 22. It is out now on Sorry State Records with the track Kill for Peace. Rock Bottom from Pennsylvania before them off the Born to Hate 7-inch upcoming on Harfcore Records, and that was the title track of that one. Sea Haven before them from California off their brand new release called Ghosts. It is out now on Creator Destructor Records, and that was a track called Love. And Carpenter from Vancouver started the sets off Law of the Land. It was their latest release. They have a new one coming out. I believe there's the record release show is even this Saturday. I know one of the McCrackens who are opening up for them have their release show that same night, so I'm hoping the Carpenter has theirs as well. And that track was called Tell Me. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a shout here at 604-822-2487. In the meantime, this is brand new punk rock from Regina. This band is called Klein's 96.
Just like you, what can they just like you? What can they just like you? What can they just like you? what they see. He's the greatest enemy. This vision of Christ that you see is my greatest enemy.
We were playing.
Yeah, Flex Your Head on CITR 101.9 FM. Rocking out to Anti-U right there. Their latest full-length called Two-Bit Schemes and Cold War Dreams. That is their latest on 6 weeks records with Operation SS. Product of Waste before them off the Prophecies of a Poor Man. It's their latest 7-inch with a track called You Don't Fool Me. And Gravemaker, brand new Gravemaker before them, off their new release called Ghosts Among Men. You can find it now on Victory Records with Melt to the Mold. And then Clients 96 from Regina off their new release on Harvest King Records. It's called Modern Fortune. And that track was called Occam's Razor. I'm very stoked to have new music from this label and these bands. Harvest of the record, the label sent us a whole bunch of samplers not too long ago, and all music from the prairies, all these punk bands from Calgary to pretty much Manitoba, somewhere around there. And I'd never heard of a lot of them before, and they were all pretty sweet. So I was stoked to get brand new music from them. So I want to thank them once again. More new music on the way right now. This band is from Massachusetts, and they are called Think Again.
I'm staring! Our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Flexor Head on CITR 101.9 FM. Burning Love ending that set off their last 7-inch called Don't Ever Change. And that track was called Jack and the Ripper. They do have a new full-length coming out pretty quick on Deranged Records. So check that one out when it drops. It has leaked online. So if you want to look for it there, you can find it. And just make sure you buy the record when it comes out. Harrington Saints before them off Dead Broke in the USA. It was their last full-length, which came out a few months ago. It's called Working Class. Friday Night was a track we played for you there. Unruled from Montreal before them off Butchers of Warfare, their latest release with Government Games. And Think Again started that set off with The End Is Nigh. It's their latest release on Arrest Records with a track called Break Away. We got an hour left in the show. Lots of time to play some music for you, and give us a call if you like at 604-822-2487. Or go by flexyourhead.net. And shoot us an email with a request or an all-ages show or anything you feel like hooking us up with. In the meantime, we played this, we debuted this last week, but I wanted to play the opening track that goes right into the intro that goes right into the first track, because it's kind of different and kind of cool. Of course, I'm talking about Ceremony.
Thank you. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Covers up the hole.
Flex Your Head on CITR 101.9 FM. Ended that set off with a band from Southern Ontario. They are called Fortify. It is off a brand new demo, which you can find at their MySpace page. And that track was called Delusions. The Fake Boys before them off This Is Where Our Songs Live. It is their latest full length, another one of these Arrest Records releases. And this track is called Be Free. And I mentioned this last week, but you won't tell by the vocals, but it features the lead singer of Hammer Bros doing his punk band. And of course, Hammer Bros are calling it quits, but this band lives on. So I'm sure he's still going to be doing music for a long, long time. Not quite same as Hammer Bros, but if you like them, give them a chance. It's a really good pop punk record. Downtime from Vancouver before them in the set off of a demo with a track called In My Head. And I'm still waiting to see these guys live. I don't know exactly what's still going on with them, but I'm still loving the demo, so hopefully I'll get a chance to see them soon. And then Ceremony started the set off their new release called Ronert Park with the opening tracks. It's called Into the Wayside, which went right into Sick. And there's a few of these opening tracks, like that one Into the Wayside. There's, I think, three different versions of it throughout the record. So it's not your typical Ceremony record, like I mentioned last week, but it is definitely a sweet record, and it's growing on me a lot. I really like their approach to this one and where it's going. So give it a listen if you like. Brand new Ceremony. We're going to start the next set off with a new demo I got from the Southern California band. They are called Soul Search.
Yeah. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
This is Rob from Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead. Boo.
Yeah, you are listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We had half an hour left. Well, you know what we just played. We just finished it off with Down to Nothing from Richmond, Virginia, off their new 7-inch called All My Sons. It is their latest one on Reaper Records with Gone for Summer. Tightrope from Montreal before them in the set off their demo called Can I Borrow a Feeling with a track called Shit Happens. Vancouver's Woolworm before them off a release called No Caps with a track called Bad Thing. And Soul Search from Southern California started off with their demo with a track called Reasonable Doubts. Like I see, we only got about 28 minutes left now in the show, so we're just going to keep this thing going. The next two bands we're playing will both be playing the same show on Friday at the Biltmore. It is a book release show for this band. They're called the Deglo Abortions.
Yeah.
Flex Your Head on CITR 101.9 FM. A-Net set off with Bernie Gatz. It's off their self-titled three-song EP with a track called Hemophilic Gash. And I need to apologize to the guys. I said I'd be going to their show last night. They played at La Casa, but something came up. Couldn't make it, but I had to make sure I played you guys at least to show my sorry, how sorry I was for not being there. Hopefully it was a good show. I know that was promoted really well, so hopefully a lot of people showed up to see you guys and everybody else that played last night. Black Breath before them, the set off the Heavy Breathing release on Southern Lord Records with Children of the Horn. SNFU before them off Fuck You Up Like a Bad Accident, came out in 1997 on Epitaph Records with Gaggle of Friends. Still one of my favorite SNFU songs. Reminds me of high school and all the people I don't talk to anymore and don't really care about anymore from high school and all that kind of stuff. All these people that, you know, try to get you on Facebook 20 years later. Well, that's just showed how old I was there. But they haven't talked to in 20 years, and all of a sudden they want to know what you're doing. Don't have time. Of course, them and Dagle Abortions, who started the set off, will be playing tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Friday at the Biltmore, along with Mr. Plow, the great one-man band, in honor of Dagle Abortions doing a book release. So it's going to be a great night at the Biltmore, so go check them out. And of course, we did put Dagle Abortions off Feed Us to Feed Us America, their first full-length with Ronald McReagan. Great 80s punk rock, one of the bands that got me into all this stuff and why I'm still here. And I still got to go and support these guys because, like I said, they were my very first show back in 1988. So very stoked on these guys. That record still gets played almost on a monthly basis in my house. So very stoked on Dagle Abortions and, of course, SNFU as well. So it's going to be a great night on Friday at the Biltmore. Another band they'll be playing this weekend, they'll be playing at the Media Club, though, is this next band here from Vancouver / Saskatoon, the McCrackens. from Lecture Ed on CITR 101.9 FM. The Shroud from California ended the set off their demo with The Smell of Bridges Burning. Another one of the ones you can find simply by going by their MySpace page and download it. So if you like that one, go check it out. Hold a Grudge from Montreal before them in the set off Doing Time. Their latest release on Insurgents Records with the track called Our Home. Nightbirds from New Jersey before them off a self-titled 7-inch on Grave Mistake Records, and Dirt Nap, the split release there. It's called Thrilling to Murder. And the McCrackens started the set off their latest full-length. It's called It Ain't Over Easy with Trash You, Smash You. And they will be playing a Vancouver show on Saturday at the Media Club, playing alongside of Carpenter, plus a couple other bands. And it'll be a release party for the McCrackens and hopefully one for Carpenter as well. They both have new records. McCrackens are out now. Carpenter's hopefully be out by Saturday, so I'm very stoked to hear new music from both of these bands. Leading about a couple of ages shows coming up in the near future. We got one on Friday with Vacant State, Infamy, and Lush Veg have their 7-inch record release show, and it's a free show, and it's at the Elf House, which is Clark in Georgia. So hopefully you can make it down there, find it. It's pretty easy to find. It's one of the only houses in the area, and it's a long-time standing punk house, so please respect their rules and their neighbors, and just go ahead and have a good time. In the meantime, I'll leave you with one more. Until next week, this is Make, Do, and Mend. See you in a week.
Can't be wasted.